Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right now on hold. Apparently pissed off something ESPN did. Thank you to everybody listening on 95.3. Easton Jeremy, a Hampton Bays boy. And on the line, very pumped up. Jeremy, what is going on? Go ahead.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something right now. I mean, America is going down the tubes. I just found the biggest wussification of America in American history. Do you want to hear it?
Ready.
All right. ESPN, the sacred nation of sports networks, decided to send an Asian reporter by the name of Robert Lee to Virginia to cover a football game, right?
Okay.
Well, all this Charlottesville stuff popped off, and they're pulling him from the game because they don't want to offend anybody in Virginia because his name is Robert Lee. Now, this is an Asian dude by the name of Robert Lee.
Get out of here.
That's great. Are you serious?
I swear to God, dude. I swear to you, this country... The man's Asian, he's going to cover a football game, but they don't want to offend anybody, so they're pulling him off because of his name.
Oh, that's stupid.
And let me tell you what the next step is.
What's that?
This Asian guy named Robert Lee sues ESPN for discrimination.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Absolutely. I'd be all over it. Why can't, you know, what did I do wrong? They're pulling him from the game because he's in Virginia, and they don't want to... I heard this morning and I could not believe.
So are they?
My
God. Dumb. Are they
that's
sending
dumb.
Him to cover a different game?
Yes, they're sending him to a different game. They're gonna put they made an announcement, like a big announcement. Nobody would have known
right. This
dude from Adam if they didn't say anything.
Right.
I would have known.
Nobody would never
known.
Have connected it.
No, they
his name
never...
isn't Robert E. Lee. It's Robert Lee. You don't even think
and
about
he's
it.
Freaking Asian. He's right. An Asian dude like Lee, like Chuck Lee, like Bruce Lee. The next thing that's happening, I swear, watch all the religious monuments. They're going down next.
Did I read that they're going after the Columbus Monument in Columbus Circle?
In New York, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one. Go ahead. Go ahead. I dare you to be the politician that tells in New York City that they're going to take down Columbus's statue.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, my God.
If that's the case, you better put your kids in a bunker.
God, it's unbelievable, dude. This country is just we're run by a bunch of liberal friggin' monkeys that are in college. Unbelievable.
Take care, Jeremy.
Thank you, Easton, Jeremy.
And by the way, did he say Chuck Lee?
I think he did.
Who the hell is Chuck
Lee? He's Asian, like Chuck Lee and Bruce Lee.
Oh.
That's Bruce's brother. He's not well known.
Oh, gotcha. His lesser known brother.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Swayze had one of those. A brother looks like him, doesn't it? Bruce Lee, same thing. Chuck Lee.
Did they really? Oh, man.
You know the story, Ted? Have you heard this?
Yeah, I sent this to you guys late last night.
Oh, I
think I titled it too, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. And that was all I said. That was my subject in sending you guys the story.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Why would ESPN put out a statement about it? Do you think
they don't want to look like they put Robert Lee there on purpose, I think.
But if you just changed the game...
Yeah.
Nobody knew that Robert Lee was going to be calling that game in Virginia. If you just put him on a different game, nobody would have known what game he was supposed to be scheduled for.
Look how correct we are.
Right. That's my point.
Yes.
That's my point. Morons.
7:39.
We're a bunch of morons.
I wonder if he even spells it L-E-E. Maybe it's L-I. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they're really just reacting to the sound and the impression, I guess, which nobody would have known. 7:39. Here's Ted.
Right now in Nassau County, Southern State, eastbound into the Meadowbrook at exit 22, we had an accident there that was being worked on the...
.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 747, partly sunny and 83. Over the years, we've called it the wussification of America, but, you know, it's like when the political correct stuff goes too far. You know, some of it's necessary, but, you know, removing an announcer from ESPN because his name is Robert Lee, an Asian guy who's doing the University of Virginia game, is kind of a little ridiculous by ESPN. And then, it came up, too, we were talking about, you know, the Statue of Columbus in the city. The possibility, even just talking about that they could take that down, you know, like where does the whole thing stop, which is a good question.
And there was another one, I think, Grant's tomb. They're talking about taking him out of the tomb.
Really?
I'm like, you don't think that might be a little bit much at this point?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you just kick the corpse while you're at it?
feel like there's people who would want to do that.
You know, you're talking about hundreds of years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
stay. It's a lot.
Right. Right. Times were different then. Thought processes were different. I'm not defending them, but just... You have more important things to worry about now than stuff that happened however many friggin' years. Stop. Yeah. Jesus Christ, stop it.
Mike the painter's in his car and apparently a little angry and on the line about the Columbus thing. Go ahead, Mike.
They wouldn't dare take Christopher Columbus down. Come on, I'm pissed off too now.
Yeah, no, that's just a bad idea. I think
I got a long drive. I need somebody to talk to. I'm going nuts.
I think the politicians in New York City know better than to...
A politician talked about it out loud.
But
of some
I guarantee
sort.
You somebody grabbed him by the shoulder and be like, listen.
Listen,
if you ever want garbage picked up in the city again, shut up.
the middle-aged white boys got to take the country back.
If you don't want all the unions in New York City to come to a complete halt, you're just going to leave that Columbus statue right where
it
is.
That's right.
You know how many union workers got bombed next to that statue the last 50 years? That thing ain't coming down. Let's go hang out at Columbus Circle.
Take care, brother.
Thanks, Mike.
Later, bro.
Well, we'll see if that all becomes real or not. But, I mean, it's being talked about. You know, there's certain things that people are offended by. I get it. But now when it's going to, Columbus, some people are offended by Columbus. We've heard about it for years. So maybe the statue will come down. I don't know. I can't picture it. What do you call Columbus Circle after that?
I just can't believe that they have that they don't have bigger issues to deal with than digging up corpses and moving tombs and taking down come on, man. Stop it. It's just.
Well, we'll see. It all starts with ESPN and Robert Lee.
Nowhere in anybody's job description does it say, and decide which national monuments and statues should come down.
Yeah. No, they should have whole committees that decide what stays and what goes. Not just somebody's whim, you know? It's 7:50. Time for the Rose with Ted.
Right now on the Southern State westbound loaded into...
If you're older to play the New York Lottery game, please play responsibly.
7:54, Roger and JP on BAB. We were just talking about Christopher Columbus and the possibility of the statue coming down at Columbus Circle in the city. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Did I hear you guys right that they were considering taking Grant out of Grant's tomb?
Yep.
That's what JP said. I couldn't believe it either.
I heard it on the news on my way in this morning. I just actually started laughing.
Well, why would they do that considering he was in charge of the union?
I know.
Because it was something to do, when I heard the story on the way in, it's something to do with slavery or somebody on his staff and slaves or something along those lines.
Somebody on his staff?
Listen, I get it.
Jesus.
I got it.
Being president doesn't make a difference anymore, right?
Twice. And he tried to remove the Confederate nationalism and slavery and tried to protect African-American citizenship. I'm reading it right here.
Right.
This guy was so...
Not good enough.
Ahead of his times.
Not good enough.
Somebody on the staff
had
a slave.
Get out of there. Dig up his body and skull F him, I guess.
That's nuts.
That's why, you know?
Whatever.
Unbelievable.
Mayor de Blasio, this is in the Daily News.
Nuts.
I believe this is from today. Well, from yesterday. De Blasio polls clash over historical status as symbolizing hate in New York City. Mayor de Blasio wouldn't rule out targeting some big names, including Christopher Columbus to President Ulysses S. Grant with the commission he is forming to root out symbols of hate on city property.
Oh, God.
Morning, everybody.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.